Today's gospel continues where we left off last week. If you call Jesus and his disciples are still in Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter enthusiastically answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus takes a little step further, begins to tell them that the crowds would soon turn against him. He would be denied and he would be crucified, and on the third day he would be raised from the dead. The disciples didn't know what to make of this. So Simon Peter took Jesus aside and said, "God forbid, Lord, that these things should ever happen to you." And Jesus' response to Simon Peter is as harsh as any words in the New Testament. "Get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." But then listen to the words that follow. "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." How many of us are making a mistake of following the easy way? The author and speaker, Zig Ziglar, tells of visiting the Washington Monument. And as Ziglar approached the monument, he heard the guide announce loudly that there would be a 2-hour wait to ride the elevator to the top of the mountain. However, the guide said, "There's no waiting to go to the top if you're willing to take the stairs." Sometimes life requires a willingness to resist the lure of the easy way, the challenge. A sound body requires we exercise, eat the right foods, and conquer bad habits. A sound mind requires that we read, that we observe, that we continue to learn and discern. A sound family means that we take the time to fill the needs of our family. We provide not only for their physical needs, but their emotional and spiritual needs as well. By the way, registration is open for a new school year. Our religious ed, our youth programs are exciting and welcome new members to join us starting now. These goals require sacrifice. And so too, to come to eternal life. "Teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Very simply, no cross, no crown. No guts, no glory. No short way, only the long way. This happened to Jesus. As the way got harder, the number of those who followed dwindled until he died at Calvary with only 3 of his beloved at his side. Yet he didn't stop down. He didn't turn away. He laid down his life. And through him we know sacrificial love. Next Sunday in Rome, an entire family from Poland is due to be beatified. The Elma family, made of parents Joseph and Victoria, and her 7 children, including an unborn child in his mother's womb, will be honored for their courage during the Holocaust. They hid 8 of their Jewish neighbors and friends from being discovered. But after a neighbor reported them to the Nazis, the Jews were found and executed. The parents were executed in front of their children, then one by one from the oldest to the youngest. The ultimate story of the power of love and compassion. So that is what the word is today. As we started our service today, take up your cross and follow me. We all have a cross to carry. For each of us, it's different, but it's nonetheless, it's there for us to take every step of the way. But most importantly, we do not do it alone. Our God is with us to be at our side, to show us the way, and to remind us that with him all things are possible, and we too will find a way. And so we continue to walk the way of the cross as we bless ourselves this day with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.